Gail had not climbed since his younger days. He was older and slower now, but his natural squirrel skills aided him in clambering down. Soon he was hanging from both ends of the doubled rope. He began swinging himself back and forth, to and fro. He urged his body on the rope ends, each arc of his swing getting wider, until he saw the west wall through the mist and rain, his battlemented top getting closer with each fresh swing. Down below, Iris was banking on the success of the plan. The escapers would need good backup and covering fire.
Trout lad, take half the crew, get to the top of the plateau steps and watch for the drawbridge being lowered. If any try to come out, stop them. Greenbeck, stay here and see they get down safe. Give any help you can. I'll go to the steps with Trout lad. That's where the main action should come if Nagroo finds out they're trying to escape.
Nagroo told Silvermoss of the escape, and she affected an air of disdain.
So, what do you want me to do? You're the warlord.
The Foxwolf's tone was reasonable.
I thought we might work together for a change. Stop fighting each other and fight the enemy.
The vixen too kept a level tone, though her quick mind was watching for double dealing.
Yes, that sounds sensible. As I said, what do you want me to do?
I thought you might want to take a patrol down to the valley floor and catch them as they climb down the plateau.
Silvermord's reply was definitely cool.
That's more your style. I have a better idea. Why don't we take a good squad up to the west battlements and grab them one by one as they swing in?
Good idea,
the Foxwolf said, smiling thinly.
Though why you don't want to go down to the valley floor puzzles me. Have you had trouble out there already?
The vixen shot a sly glance at Bluebane, then turned to Nagroo.
You should know. Your eyes and ears are everywhere, Foxwolf.
As they walked to the Horde barracks to pick out a squad, Sicken caught up at Silvermord. The vixen whispered to her.
It was Bluebane who had your mate Greywort slain.
Gale's footpaws had touched the battlements once. Then on his return swing, he made it. Clamping footpaws and tail firmly over the protruding stones, he let go of the rope. Marielle's voice came to him faintly from above.
Gale, are you safe?
Cupping paws around his mouth, the Squirrel King called back.
Yes, I'm on the battlements. Marielle, I don't need the rope to go the rest of the way. I can climb down the wall, the plateau side too, once I've gotten across the moat.
Marielle's answer came back immediately.
Good, then don't wait about there. Escape while you can. We'll be down right after you. Go, your wife and babe need you.
Gale started scaling the walls down to the moat, sure-pawed and nimble now that freedom was within his reach. Marielle nodded to Dandin.
You're next, mate.
No, after you, miss. I'll go last.
I'm the senior officer here. I go last, my lad,
huffed Meldrum. Marielle spread a paws in despair.
We can't all go last. Look, who's going now?
Dandin and Meldrum pointed firmly at her.
You!
Marielle let herself down onto the ropes, muttering.
Well, if some beast doesn't go, we'll be stuck up here all season. Here goes!